Hey everybody. Welcome to my world. How's your world doing? Boy, I'll tell you what, we've got some storms coming here in the Midwest, and tonight between 8 o'clock and probably 2 o'clock in the morning, we're supposed to have some nasty storms. So hopefully we don't have any during the show. And I've got a guest coming on tonight, and you'll get to meet Barry again. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things. So, before we get going, we do have to do a disclaimer. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Did you bring your own beverage? How about your snacks? Are you in a comfortable chair? Sit back and relax and enjoy the show. And if you get a chance, tell your friends about us and hit the like button on YouTube. Well, guess what? We got to talk about Trim Radio Network still. Because, hey, it's us, and we got to get the word out because we cut the bull and serve the truth. And we've got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of stuff to talk about. Here's the Fab Four. We've got Michael Bejas, the founder and CEO of Trim Radio, and he's responsible for the overall vision, mission, and leadership. We've got Rascala Stefan. He's the Chief Operating Officer and Computer Guru. Responsible for the day-to-day operational management of the network, ensuring efficiency and quality. And we have me. I guess I'm the chief relationship officer. I haven't really figured that one out quite as much yet. I guess I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. Well, long-term success is what we want to have. We really do. We have a lot of original programming. And if you want to do your own show, hey, contact us and we'll give you that opportunity. It's very easy to do. We also have Victoria Smith. She's the Chief Marketing Officer. She's responsible for all the marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. And she has her own show on marketing. So if your club, business, college or university, even high school, grade school, middle school, whatever, your sorority, your fraternity. If you want to go ahead and ask for marketing advice, Victoria is the one to do that. And she's very good at what she does. Hey, and if you want to contact us, over here on the right, we have the red button. And if you click on that button, guess what? How can we help you today? Well, put your name in, your phone number. And where it says, I want to know more about maybe doing your own show or how to get in my chat group, how to see my page for my world, where do I find the videos? Well, gee, all of my videos are on YouTube and Rumble, as well as Facebook, because we post them on our Facebook site. Money and Change slash Financially Prepped for that one. And My World, we will post it there and then on Facebook too. So all you have to do is put that in and then you click at the bottom where it says send the message and somebody will get back to you. Okay, that's very easy to do. All you have to do is just ask. Okay. So what else is going on? Well, we've got that set up. What about the shows? If you want to do your own show, it's very easy to do, and we'll walk you through the process. We've got Money and Change every Sunday, 7 p.m. It's live, unless I have to play a concert. I've got one coming up in 2 weeks. You will be notified, and you'll be able to watch an encore edition, which means a rerun of some of the past shows. So that has been announced. I will announce it again this next Sunday. And the Sunday after that, I've got a concert and I'll be tied up with that one. So, so much for money and change. We talk a lot about stuff going on in finance, and it's just not boring stuff either. So you want to check it out. We've got Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and we're live. And from time to time, we have guests. And I've got one tonight. We've got Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith, and she's every Thursday. So you want to check for that. And you can also check out some of her shows in The Vault. And what's The Vault? Well, that shows the past shows. Okay. We've got the Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. We've got the Positude Podcast every Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. And then we have, and that's at 1 p.m. on Saturdays. And at 1:30 p.m., we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. You want to check that show out? It's a good one, real good one. All of our shows are good, come to think of it. We've got Red Pill Reality Show every Wednesday. No, Saturday. It's every Saturday at 9 p.m. And I'll tell you what, Ruscala has a good show. He's on for 3 hours. He talks about a lot of different subjects. He has guests on from time to time. And I've been on the show a couple of times. Peter Kling has been there. Other people have been there too. And he really gets into some really good subjects, okay? Whether or not it's E.T. come home type things or other subjects. So you want to check him out, Red Pill Reality Show. Great guy. Then you notice three blanks. Well, we can fill those. We've got one, Revelation with Peter Kling. He's on Thursdays, I believe at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., one of the two. And I've known Peter for a long time. He's a great guy. Very knowledgeable person. So that's Revelation with Peter Kling. Also, we've got Dora Sherry with Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. And she's new with us. And I've known Dora for quite a while. And I finally talked her into doing her own show. And she's done a fantastic job. She has guests. She talks about a lot of different things. So you want to check her show out. It's going to be on Tuesday evenings. And you can check our schedule. Now, there leaves one more blank space. And all you have to do is say, hey, I want to do my own show. How do I do it? And here you go. We'll put you in right here. Okay? Just contact us. Hit that red button. Okay? Just hit the red button and contact us. Well, how do you support us? Well, you can donate or you can advertise because we have some very good rates. Or you can buy the merch. And like I've talked before, gee, what's the merchandise? It's coming up. Here we go. We've got hats. We've got t-shirts. We've got mugs turned the wrong way. We have money and change t-shirts, money and change insulated mugs with a lid. Got to have a lid if it's a travel mug. We have the regular ceramic mug. We have the Offsides College Football Top 25 Premium Piquet Polo shirt. Boy, that's a mouthful. We also have Offsides College t-shirts. Those are the adult sizes. We have the kid sizes, we have mugs and more t-shirts. We have the round mouse pad where you cannot corner a mouse on a round mouse pad. People think that's corny. I do too, but it's fun saying it. Anyhow, the Trim Creators Dad's Hat. We've got ornament danglers. You know, you can put those on your Christmas tree. You can hang them off of your rear view mirror. You know, it's a good deal. We've also got the Trim Creator Studio embroidered beanies for cold climates for those of you in South America or the Southern Hemisphere. Hey, get one of the beanies. And if you have AirPods, you need a case for your AirPods. So you buy the AirPods and then buy the case to put them in. Very easy to do. We have other stuff too, so you want to check back time to time for all of that. Okay, so that's how you support us. Either donate, advertise, or buy the merch. And that's what we do. Now, all that money goes right into buying airtime because airtime ain't cheap. It's not. It's expensive. And none of us get paid for doing our shows. We don't want to get paid. We want to get the truth out and we want to do our own shows. And that's what we do. I've been doing Money and Change on two different networks. And I've been on this one for just about, I believe, 8 years. And I know I've been doing this for over 16. So, you know, check into us. Hey, if you want to contact us, we'll click this button and I'll give you some more specs here. We're located in Irmo, South Carolina. Well, you say, well, where the heck is Irmo, South Carolina? Well, hey, if you know where Columbia, South Carolina is, Irmo's not too far away. It's a suburb. You can call us, and we are at 803-303-8667. You can text us or you can voicemail us. 803-303-8667. You can drop us an email at info@trimradio.com. And our office is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Very easy to do. And, of course, we have our Facebook page. And like I said, you can join us live every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. And when I get links to different things that we're going to talk about on the show, I will put them in the comment section below. So you want to check us out there. Also, I will post tonight's show right here on this page. And it'll also be in our Trim Radio page too. So you can keep up with this. Now, if you want to join us, just click the invite. I get a notice and I'll add you to our list. The one big thing is you cannot advertise on this. You have to be nice. No cussing. Cussing and swearing are two of the same things, but no cussing. No being derogatory or anything like that. We don't like to do that. But we like to post interesting things and talk about different things. Okay, so that's our Trim Radio page on Facebook. All you have to do is let us know. We'll add you to the group. You get notices and stuff from time to time, too. A big thing tonight. Nick Dunn at Channel 7 is really a real good meteorologist. And he just posted the severe risks ahead for the Miami Valley from basically north in Mercer County at Salina all the way down to Wilmington, Ohio, and over to Richmond, Indiana, which is basically covers Channel 7 WHIO. And he's saying afternoon through late evening, we have a chance for showers basically around 8 till about 2 in the morning. And then on the 11th, after sunset into overnight, we're going to have it again. And Nick has been fairly consistent in his prognostications. And he's good. He really is. I really like the guy. And I really trust the weather from Channel 7 in Dayton, Ohio. So, community service thing. Severe weather Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. Oh, I got to report this. And, you know, I always talk about the University of Findlay. Well, I got to talk about Dick Strand because he was the coach at University of Findlay for over 20 some years. And people said, well, who is Dick Strand? Well, he's written a book and so forth, but he's had national championships for NAIA football, and he's wearing those rings. And he was a coach at the University of Findlay, not when I was there. But he developed the program later on, and we had national championships at the University of Findlay. And he was born in Toledo, Ohio, and then he was at Kansas State, where he spent 2 years as assistant coach there. And then he became the head coach at the University of Findlay. And he was there for the next 24 seasons. And I'll tell you what, he was something else. Over the next 24 years, Strand built the Oilers into one of the most successful and respected NAIA college programs in the country. From 1975 to 1998, he compiled an overall record of 183 wins, 64 losses, and 5 ties, standing to this day as the winningest football coach in program history for the University of Findlay. In just 4 seasons, Coach Stram had Findlay playing in its first national championship game. The following year, in 1979, the Oilers brought the program's first national title back to Northwest Ohio. And that was the first of 4 national championships won under Stram's leadership. The Oilers also claimed NAI national titles 92, 95, 97, and his 97 team remains the only squad in the program history to go a full season without a defeat, capping off a perfect 14-0 campaign. He was an excellent coach, and he will be missed. And I've only seen one other perfect basketball season. I believe that was in 2009. And that's when Findlay beat, I believe it was Xavier University on their home court, Ohio State, and Bowling Green. And they went on to win it all. Perfect 36-0 season. And that team was phenomenal. So Findlay has some good sports, so you want to check them out. But, you know, hey, our hearts go out to Dick Stram's family and all the guys that were on his team or teams. So one thing I need to talk about today, you know, have you ever gone out and buy things at the grocery and the prices keep going up and up and up? And it's called inflation. Listen to this.
A thrift store turned into a blast from the past for MTN's Magna Lane after discovering a 1997 grocery receipt tucked inside a used book. So just how far did $40 go back then? And what would those same items cost today? Megan went shopping to find out.
Do you remember 1997? Well, unfortunately, I wasn't born yet, but I'm told it was a pretty iconic year. Netflix launched, Titanic hit theaters, and apparently groceries were way cheaper too. I was thrifting and I found this old receipt from 1997. 27 grocery items, all under $40. What would it cost today? Well, let's go find out. From yogurts to produce to meat, this receipt paints a pretty normal picture of a 1990s grocery run. But the prices? That's where things get interesting. English muffins, 89 cents. Mayonnaise, $1.79. Today, a jar of on-brand mayo is pushing $7. This mystery shopper from the past bought 9 yogurts for about $3. Today, those same yogurts total closer to 8. Using my handy-dandy list, I kept shopping, but first, I wanted to see if this vintage receipt would give people price envy.
I remember going to the grocery store, and it was maybe like $5 a bag.
I met with locals Rhonda and Paul, who say high grocery prices are hitting families hard.
All the time you read about eating healthy, and the healthy foods have gone up so much, too. So a lot of families are eating cheaper food, not as healthy a food.
Back to the list, even basic produce has skyrocketed. Romaine lettuce was just 69 cents in 1997. Today, $2.49, an increase of more than 260%. As my cart started filling up, so did the guesses about the final total.
Easily $100.
Probably like $250 now.
Drum roll, please. The total $101.09. Now here's where things get really interesting. According to the CPI inflation calculator, the $38 grocery trip from 1997 should equal about $81 today. But my modern day total blew past that number.
Food prices are just unbelievable. Gas prices are insane. Inflation is driving everything up.
According to the USDA food price outlook, grocery prices are expected to keep climbing this year, with food at home prices forecasted to rise another 2.4%.
Do you think it's cheaper for people to like eat out versus like doing big grocery?
I do. Yeah.
In Bozeman, Megan Elaine, MTN News.
Wow. How about this one?
U.S. consumer inflation increased at its fastest pace in 3 years in May. Data from the Labor Department out Wednesday showed the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, rose 4.2% last month from a year earlier. That's the largest gain since April 2023. The climb was in line with a poll of economists by Reuters and marks the third straight month of steep increases in consumer prices. It highlighted mounting pressures on households as evidence suggests more consumers are dipping to savings to finance their spending. Inflation also outpaced wage growth for a second month in a row. Fuel prices surged after the U.S. and Israel jointly attacked Iran at the end of February. Data from the U.S. Energy Information Agency showed the national average price of gas increased 8.8% in May to $4.60 a gallon. At one point, gas prices had jumped more than 50% since the war began. Prices have retreated in recent weeks amid a ceasefire, leaving some economists cautiously hopeful that May could mark the peak in the consumer price index.
Well, now for a little bit of comedy before I bring on our guest. So here we go.
This vegetarian looked at my plate like I committed a crime. It's vegetarian, y'all dang fool. She looked at me and said, y'all know that chicken had a family, right?
Yeah.
Boy, she stepped right in that trap, didn't she? I told her my therapist recommended I get an emotional support animal, so I got me a deep fried chicken, and wouldn't you know it, it came with a milkshake.
Oh, yeah, I thought I'd throw that one in there. I thought I would throw that one in there because, well, it's a support animal. I wonder if they do barbecue. Well, anyhow. Hey, I've got to add somebody on the stage here because I brought Barry in tonight. How you doing, Barry?
All right, about yourself, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How's everything down in the great town of Trenton?
Well, put it nicely, it's hot.
Welcome to the crowd. I'll tell you, it's probably a couple more degrees hotter there than it is up here.
The heat index today was 103.
Wow. Let me tell you what it is right now. Right now here in Pickle, Ohio, it's 86 degrees.
It is. '88 with a temperature feel of 94.
Ah, you're doing the highfalutin stuff. You know, I just look at what's on the thermometer, you know, one side of the house is always warmer on the other than the other side because of the sun.
I agree. Cause that's the same way in my house. I got a sunroom in the back and it heats the house up rather nicely in the evening time. So my air conditioners ran quite a bit today.
Mine too. So to keep cool, you have the air conditioner on, you drink a lot of water or cold beverages, and you kind of chill out.
That's correct.
Hey, have you guys had any friction in your local government with the commissioners?
It's interesting you say that. I don't know that it's friction necessarily between our city government and the commissioners. I think it might be friction between our city government and one commissioner that is not a yes type person all the time, but she happens to like to say no quite often. But the sad part about it is they ran a yes sir guy up against her in our primary and she lost. So a lot of things here in Trenton are kindly on pause right now with some bigger things that's going on until they get their yes man in position to where they can make things happen a little bit faster.
Well, I'll tell you what. Up here, I've been privileged to be in a group in Sydney, Ohio, which is in Shelby County, just to the north of Piqua. I mean, if I went basically 3 miles north of where I live, I'm in Shelby County.
Right.
And so as far as lodges go, I belong to the Temperance Lodge in Sydney. I also belong to the Franklin Lodge in Piqua. Long story short, we had some mergers. And so Piqua moved to Sydney and Troy moved to Piqua. It's crazy, but it happened, okay? So I'm privileged enough to see what's going on up in Sydney, because lately they've had some friction between the citizens and the mayor and commission of Sydney, Ohio. And they've been talking about our favorite subject, data centers. And the citizens at this last meeting, they got up there and they were giving the mayor all kinds of questions and we need answers and so forth. And why did this happen? Why did you spend this money? And you know, finally, he got a little fed up and he's slamming the gavel. And it got to one point where one guy finished speaking and the applause was a big uproar. I mean, it was a loud applause because he finally, everybody there got really upset at the mayor and the commissioners. And of course, the mayor takes his gavel and he's pounding it. And any more outbursts, then we will go into executive session and all this kind of stuff, because they had executive session things they had to talk about. Maybe.
Yeah, but that's understandable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody was upset because of different subjects. And it's like, what are you doing for us? We pay you to do things, and you're voted on to do certain things, and the city needs to get their act together. And one guy comes up and he's talking about his trash, and the company that's supposed to pick the trash up didn't get the next contract, and somebody bigger got it. And what happened was, the company that currently has it, they're just letting the trash pile up for a few days.
Oh,
man. Well, one guy said, I came home from work and I've got, he said, vultures, we'll just say buzzards, picking through the trash on the curb, waiting to be picked up. And people were getting upset with the city on that, and rightfully so. And other things here in Piqua, people asking the commissioners about different things and the mayor, they will not say anything. You come up and you present your question to them. Okay, we'll write it down. They don't want to discuss it. And people are getting upset. And lately we had a couple of people that were running for office and they came in, they were running for state representative in our district, which is a weirdly gerrymandered district. It goes all the way from Columbus and squiggles all the way over to here, to Miami County. Why, I don't know. But anyhow, they're saying, look, we're going to come back and we're really going to pick on you guys and make sure you toe the line. And I'm thinking, okay, now you got political people talking to political people, and maybe we might get the ball rolling and find out the answers. But I have a video that I got, and I believe it's Kristen Allen put this one up. I just have a little portion of it, and you got to watch this one because it's interesting. I can put the whole thing on Facebook. Well, it's actually on Facebook, but let's see if I can pull that one up without any jokes. Let's see here. So it should be the next one. Oh, we're talking about data centers. Huh. And here you see the AI data center and the water and so forth, the former reservoir and no water and all this kind of stuff. A lot of people are talking about that now. But they had a thing with, oh, there it went again. It didn't want me to show it.
It's funny you said that about water. I've been paying attention to what's going on in other localities around, and I just got word that down in Wilmington, they're telling Wilmington the exact same thing they're telling us here in Trenton, that these data centers are only going to use water 3% of the year, which is technically about 11 days when the temperature is over 81 degrees.
Wow.
If there's only 11 days of 81 degrees in Ohio, I have some oceanfront property in Idaho I will be glad to sell you real cheap, sir.
Oceanfront? How about in Nevada?
Well, we'll do that too. That might be some good property there to sell.
Yeah, it probably would. Hey, on the screen, you see their city commission meeting, and I had to bring it up from one of my sites. I'm going to have to ballpark this because I'm not quite sure I can get it right here. Okay, this guy is in. Who's the next one up? There he is. You have to listen to this guy.
Tim Fisher, 1040 Concrete Road here in Sydney. You know, a lot of hardworking families are really concerned about the future for water, for air, or just quality of life here in Sydney because of the deficit. I've asked time and time again for the council to research data centers. I've not heard any response, seen any response. I'd like to give you a few tonight. First of all, California University has said there's going to be over 600,000 new asthma health cases due to data centers. Each one of you on the council are responsible for any asthma cases in the future of Sydney. Another one, 1,300 deaths due to heart disease, cancer, and other chemical pollutions caused by data centers. This is why I was asking the council to research more. There are health hazards, concerns with data centers. I've stated before, some states are banning them. I would like to just have it in record, not only cancer and asthma, but also there are sleep problems due to the humming of data centers.
That's correct.
Depression due to the humming of the data centers. High blood pressure, severe migraines, vertigo, hearing loss, tinnitus, which is another hearing problem. I'd just like to put into the minutes that you have some data now on the hazards of data centers. And some hardworking, honest families are concerned. We'd like to answers to what you're going to do about some of these hazards that could come up in the future. In our community, your community, they're real hazards. They're happening. Thank you.
Yeah, that was going on, and I have to find the one guy, and you notice the circle over there on the screen. That's the time remaining that they have to talk.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Beulah, the magic buzzer goes off, and they have to pound the gavel and tell them to stop. Now, I'm trying to get to this one spot, and bear with me with this.
My name is Kristen Allen.
No, that's not the right one.
A local elected leader. Voted
what happened here?
AWS data center, 240 acre piece of farmland.
Huh, what do we do?
I don't know. Now, just hang on a second.
Since industrial corridor, but that area is more than industrial corridor. It is also a residential neighborhood with rural homes and family subdivisions.
Are we back?
240 acre piece.
I'm here with you, but I still hear her, but I don't see her.
All right.
Dinner table, the ball field.
The problem we've got with Facebook sometimes, it likes to cause me problems, not because I hit a button, because maybe it doesn't like what I'm saying. And that's beginning to tick me off a little bit. Let's see if I can get back to it here. Okay, now there's one guy that I have to bring up because he's talking about air pollution, water pollution. And if I can't pull it up, oh, here he is. This guy, you have to listen to him. Because this is what we're going to run into with Piqua, with Trenton, and Sydney. So he's got 3 minutes to talk. 3 minutes. Now watch that clock.
If not, I would entertain a motion to...
Not yet. No.
Great miracle, 13 folks even there. I listened to all you guys complain, one, about trash. You guys worry about trash. All you got to worry about, why, I look out my back porch, and there's heavy machinery everywhere, from dusk to dawn, every single day. I have no peace. I get so angry on the way home. I can't have no relaxation at home. I can't even drive out the TV. It's simply feet from my house. And you guys are worried about trash. How do you think we put yourself in our shoes? You guys are guilty of ruining this town and angry at every single one of you. Every time I drive by.
I've asked you not to do that. If you can't follow simple directions, we'll clear the room and we'll continue on meeting.
I see you, man. You just hired the people back.
Yeah.
Now you get your shit back.
You know what? This is Alistair. You wish to speak from on the podium.
Michael Meckes, 524 Campbell. I was here a month ago, and we reviewed the Wagner property. And during my review of the reclamation of the property and how much it cost, I was asking you, Mayor, about what you were going to do with the data center when it was obsolete. And we're not used to getting answers, and you said I got you all. So I'd like to give you this opportunity to answer me what's going to happen when the data center is obsolete. It's on recording. Is the tennis courts at Lehman, are those public courts? If tax dollars went to a private school, instead of going to your local school that we all pay taxes on, and it's not communicated, but it's public opportunity, I'd like that to be on record. And I think your whole process here is deteriorating. You're losing key people, your organizational chart is deteriorating. It's sad, and I would recommend all of you reconsider the decisions you're making, because you've heard this from your people, and I don't know who did the negotiation with Amazon, but you did not negotiate on your citizens' good faith.
Yeah, I'm going to stop on that one. But you see what's going on, and people are getting a little bit upset, and government isn't listening to the people.
No, they're not.
Is that the same way in Trenton?
From the way I'm seeing it, I've been all over the state, going to different meetings, different townships at the state house there in Columbus. I'm seeing it everywhere I go, Stu. It's not just in Piqua. It's not just in Sydney or here in Trenton. It's up in Waterford. It's over in Wilmington. It's over in Springboro where they're trying to do some things. It's everywhere. I mean, people will say, well, we're not paid off when you talk to them, but yet they can't answer us with honest answers. They can't be transparent with us. And when you can't be transparent or honest, what are we supposed to think is going on? That's the answer I would like to be able to come across in my head. Make it make sense.
Well, you know what gets me is that the more I listen to everything that's going on, I keep reminding myself, what about the old-fashioned New England town meetings? They would get together, and if there was a concern or a gripe, they aired it out there, they worked out their differences, and they solved the issue. Maybe we need to return to that.
That would be a good thing to return to. The thing I was sitting here thinking as you were saying that is here in Trenton, they've already started Earth Moving, which we've discussed that. And from what I saw on your video, talking with Kristen Allen, having conversations with you and Kim there in Piqua, they have already brought in Earth Movers in Sydney. And to what people in Sydney know is exactly what we know here in Trenton is, well, they're not at the vertical stage yet, but they've got permits to move Earth. Once they get those permits to move Earth, now they've got some rights because they're vested in that land. Once they're vested in that land, we're not going to be able to stop them no matter how much we scream, holler, jump up and down, accuse, present facts, because now they've done came in and they've got their vested rights. The problem is, just like here in Trenton, they're already doing all this. We're trying to still negotiate the economics of it. If I'm already building and you're trying to negotiate with me economically, you're already at a loss because I'm winning because I'm building. So as I'm building, you try to come to me and say, well, I need $1 million. I'm going to look at you and say, I'll give you 30, 40, 50,000, maybe 100,000, but you're not getting your million because I'm building my building. And that's where a lot of these cities are now, is they're letting them build. They're letting them move dirt. They don't have their TIFs, pilots, finances all straight. They don't have everything negotiated, new fire departments for sides of town that don't have it, new roads being built or upgraded. How much money are we losing? We just saw we lost $1.26 billion across the state this past year alone for data centers. So how much money are we leaving at the table to let these places come in and start building and grading before we ever get the finances worked out?
Well, now here, I just went by our site today a couple of different times, and they've marked it all off. They have their solar-powered security cameras up. They've taken down the trees. They're going to take down the homes that were there, but they haven't started grading the land yet. So that'll be the next phase. They have to get the homes torn down, the barns torn down, and the remainder of the trees for this area. So they haven't quite done what they've done up in Sydney or what they're doing in Trenton. So we're not to that stage yet. But yeah, I pointed stuff out on Facebook, and a lot of people read some of the posts that I have. And I brought up a concern. Our fire department is already stretched.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we don't have the size of department that we need. We don't have the equipment that we should have. Our building is, I think, 1929, okay, or somewhat older.
Right.
The staffing isn't there. Our emergency squads are constantly on the run. So if you're running the squad, we have, I believe, four different squads. One we keep in back in reserve, but all three of them are running constantly. And they have to drive 7 or 8 miles away to the nearest hospital because we don't have a hospital.
Sounds like that's what you're trying.
Yeah. And it's a problem. And they said, well, we ordered you a new fire truck. We ordered you a new ladder truck because the one that we bought from somebody else that was already 20 years old has been breaking apart different times. They constantly have to fix it. We're getting a new squad. Okay, that's all fine and dandy, but you need more equipment than that and more manpower if that data center comes in.
Because it's going to be exactly like Air Chief told us here. They're going to go up there, sit on the hill with a fire truck and watch it burn. because these fire departments are not trained. They don't have the equipment to fight those best batteries, to fight all of that electrical equipment. We don't have the staff. We have five people, Stu, on duty at all times here in Trenton, 24/7. You have two people on an ambulance and three people on a fire truck. That covers 15,000 people, five people.
Now, see what we have here. The minimum that we have staffed is seven. The most we have is 15. We've got 20,000 people. If I remember right, we did 5,000 emergency runs last year. And 78% of them were EMS runs. And we have a lot of stuff that happens on the interstate, so they have to cover that, plus the houses. And they say, well, how do you know? I mean, I've got a professional Unity 100 scanner that the cops used to have, the firemen used to have, and I own one, and I can listen to any county in right. The state of Ohio. It's programmed for that. And it's a nice unit. I really love it. But you listen to the calls that they have for different things. And sometimes here in Piqua, they have to say, well, hey, we've got a fire. We've got an ambulance run. We need three more people called in. So then they have to page three more people to come in. And if they come in, fine. If they don't, they don't have to. So if they worked a 24-hour shift and they suddenly get called back in, one or two people or three people, and they don't show, well, hey, they've done their 24-hour shift. They are tired because maybe they ran a fire or worked a fire or constant EMS runs. They're not staffed for it. And Hilliard, Ohio, the fire chief there had a letter that went out, and I think I posted it, where he was complaining about the constant runs that they have to go to this place because of little fires or injuries or whatever for their data center. And they can't handle it. That's Jerome Township, and that's Hilliard, which is probably 30,000 people.
Yeah, they ran 84 calls in 2 years.
Huh?
84 calls in 2 years and two deaths at their data center there in Jerome Township.
Yep. You probably read the same letter.
I did. And I think one point in time that they said they had to wait outside the gate for 24 hours because they couldn't get clearance to get inside the facility to fight the fire.
Yeah. So what does that tell you? Trenton's going to have a problem. Piqua's going to have a problem. Sydney is going to have a problem, and they're taking and remodeling a station so that they can have five firemen there. Right now they run with three, and right down the road is let's put it this way, it's a big agricultural concern that puts out packets of ketchup and all kinds of stuff. I want to call it Arthur Daniels Mitchell Midland, but I'm wrong. It's a different company, but it's big, and they have a lot of industry up there, and they have a problem handling things. So I don't know what's going on in government because they're not listening to people. And I mean, that was evident with the Sydney video. We could probably get a Piqua video. We could probably get one of Trenton. We could probably get one of Wilmington. And if you look at a triangle, who is supposed to serve who? The people ought to be at the top because they pay the bill. And down at the bottom should be the government, right?
That's correct.
It's an inverted triangle. And it's not happening.
Well, I think I know you paid attention to what was going on in Columbus this past week with Chavez and all of those folks. When you sit there and start calling people like myself or Jessica Sharp down in Wilmington, Kim up there in Pickle with you, yep. yourself, mm-hmm. Kristen Allen, when they say we're paid actors by China.
Who's paying us?
I would like my money because I'm not getting any, even though somebody like Chavez is getting lobbyist money by the exact same ones he just had there this past week calling us those names.
I never knew the guy, and I didn't know who he was connected with, but Quentin came up with a suit with Chavez on it, and it looked like a NASCAR driver's suit, you know, with all the different people that have donated to him.
Right.
I don't know what's going on, but it's going to have to stop. And government's going to have to start listening to people. And, you know, if the citizens are saying, hey, keep us informed, then they need to do it. And they can't hide behind an NDA.
Don't take this wrong. I hope anybody that's listening wouldn't take this wrong. But you're almost going to have a revolt like they did during the Revolutionary or Civil War, where there's a rising up and a movement to stand up against them. But we know we can't, because if we do, we're treasonous. Or if we do, they've definitely got more manpower and firepower than we have. I mean, it's sad when we, the people, our Constitution is no longer valid because our government has more power than we do.
And besides that, I don't have enough tea bags to throw in the Miami River.
I agree.
You know,
I wish we did, because we could make the whole place a tea party.
Hey, sometimes, you know, you just have to tell the politicians, let's drink the coffee, sit down and talk this thing over and get things working for the people.
I don't like talking politics a whole lot.
I don't either.
But politically, if we keep electing the exact same ones we cry about after the election is over, then it's not their fault. They're just doing their job running for office. It's our fault because we are so blinded by R or D that we can't get past that to elect somebody else to execute changes that we need.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what. You get what you vote for.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And you're stuck with it for 4 years.
That's just like our this past primary. I know we're talking about data centers. There were people running that were anti-data center. There was one person, Ramaswamy. He's very data center heavy. Our entire state says, I don't want one. But the majority of our state went and voted for him. That sends a bad message, especially when we're the ones going up to city council and say, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. And they look back at us, well, who did you vote for? Shame on us.
Yeah. And he's also got some vested interest in data centers too.
Yes, he does.
So, hey, I've got some stuff before we get out of here. Now, we've had a good conversation. I really, really enjoyed it. But I'll tell you what, I've got, if I can find it, if Facebook hasn't messed me over, let's see if I can find it. Here's something. I mean, you're in Southern Ohio, and I'm kind of in the middle here, but this is one I had today. I found
in the South, these are some ways we might say no to something we don't want to do. I'd rather wrestle a hog in July. I'm telling you right now, that dog won't hunt. I don't cotton to that. You're barking up the wrong tree. I don't fool with that. Bless your heart, but that's a hard pass. In the South, these are some ways we might say no to something we don't want to do.
That's right.
She almost sounds like she's about half Virginian, but I know she's a little bit further down around Georgia.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hey, here's Granny Bibbins. Listen to this.
All right.
I love this lady. She makes a lot of sense.
And folks don't think about enough. What you're building ain't just for you. It's for your kids and their kids and the ones that come after that. Back in my day, we didn't just work for a paycheck. We work to leave something behind. Land, values, and a name people respect. That's legacy. And it don't happen by accident. It's built day by day. So don't just think about what you're doing today. Think about what you're leaving behind.
Yep.
What we're leaving behind is not really called a data center, Stu. I think if we really wanted to call it a name, we would be calling it a surveillance center.
Ah, maybe we can talk about that some other time.
That would be a good topic, sir.
Guess what? You've got flock cameras around those sites.
Yes, you do. I have 11 of them.
We have those solar-powered boxes with little blue lights on them and cameras. We could talk about that. We could really get into that one.
We'll have to make a date for it, sir.
That smile, you're on candid camera.
That's great. I just
might work that. Hey, guys, if you've enjoyed the show, do me a favor. Hit the like button on YouTube because we're on YouTube. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Rumble. So let's get ready to Rumble. And it will be on tomorrow because Rumble is always delayed. But I'll tell you what, we have some good discussions and we bring up some decent points and we're not anti-government or anything like that. We want a responsible government that works for the citizens because the citizens pay the bill.
That's correct. And so, build things responsibly away from communities and schools.
You got that. You got it. Well, hey, I'll tell you what, Barry, I've enjoyed this. I hope you did too.
Me too, sir. Thank you.
I hope we made some points and people listen and get involved. That's the key to the whole thing, is get involved. So maybe the next show, I might talk about Big Brother's watching, or I might talk about a government academy, because if everybody would attend to a government academy, like what we had here in Pickwick years ago, you'd learn everything about the city that you never knew.
I'm going through one now, sir.
Hey, that's great. That is fantastic. How many weeks?
We are having a 16-week class, and I think we have three more classes to go. Myself and one of the other ladies in our group have been privileged to be 16 members that's doing it.
Hey, I did. I believe it was our first class or second class. I still have my notebook, which is about 3.5 inches thick.
Nice.
One heck of a binder. So we'll be talking about that too in the future. Hey, with that, guys, we've got to get out of here. So have a real good week. We'll see you on Money and Change this Sunday at 7 p.m. So you want to stay tuned, but also watch Facebook for tonight's show and other updates. We'll talk to you later. Have a good week, guys. See you, Barry.
Good night.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.